First of all, let's talk a little bit about FuseNet. How, start off by telling us how you compile this data that you have on FuseNet.
Right. Well, FuseNet, which stands for the Famine Early Warning System, compiles data from a number of sources. There are different kinds of data. We collect market data on food prices, for example. We use satellite imagery on the greenness of terrain, often inaccessible terrain. We use economic data, for example, on household economies, food production data, weather forecasts, livestock information, all kinds of data that's coming in from a number of sources. Some of it's collected by our people in the field themselves when they go out and visit communities. A lot of it's coming from our partners, and that's why the net part of FuseNet is for network. And so we partner closely with non-governmental organizations, with UN organizations, even with host governments themselves, so that we can get all the data that's out there and try to use the best of it to put together a good scenario of what the food security situation is in these parts of the world.
Okay, and what does FuseNet stand for? That's an acronym, is that correct?
Right. FuseNet stands for Famine Early Warning System Network.
Okay. And this data that you collect, how is it used and who uses it primarily?
Right. Well, that's what it's all about, is data getting used, because it's not, if it's not used, then it's not worth it to collect it. So we do our best to make sure the data is used, and the primary user is probably the U.S. government itself, USAID, who actually funds the activity, and they use the information every month to make food assistance allocation decisions, determining where food is needed most, by whom, and making sure that the food gets there on time. But beyond USAID, there are a number of other actors that use it, because all of our information is actually posted to our website. And so other non-governmental organizations use the data, the UN organizations use the data, host governments, and just about anyone can use the data on the website. Fuse has grown to become a very credible organization, and so many, many actors who are needing to make food security decisions and trying to determine what food assistance needs are around the world, or the hunger needs are around the world, would go to the FuseNet website and be able to find a lot of information there to make a good decision.
So in a way, this affects policy in regards to U.S. government aid to these regions that have either food shortages or impending famines or drought and things of that nature.
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, the FuseNet information is used on a month-to-month basis every month when the U.S. government, USAID, makes an allocation of food assistance. They look to FuseNet to provide them with analysis of hunger around the world. And so we are able to impact that decision-making. And as the main goal of FuseNet is to provide early warning, it does allow the USAID to make early decisions so that food reaches people on time.
Okay. And what type of expertise do you work with?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've got all kinds of data that we compile to build the evidence, the food security evidence and information. We have markets data, and so we have experts in each of these areas that help us take a good look at the data, compile it, and translate that into actionable items for decision makers. We have markets data, so food prices and where food is flowing. We have satellite imagery that we actually tap into NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey to obtain and analyze that data that shows rainfall and the greenness of crops around the world. We use economic data, household economies. Where are they getting their income from, and how are they able to use that income to cover their food needs or to not cover their food needs when there is a crisis? We look at food production, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture actually provides us with some good data to estimate food production around the world, because when there's a food production shortfall, that's often when a problem will occur. There's weather forecasts, and for that we rely on NOAA, the weather agency of the U.S. government, to provide weather forecasts from around the world to know when a shock might occur, a drought or another kind of event that may affect food security.
Okay, so you aggregate the data and then you analyze. Do you make any policy recommendations too?
No, we don't recommend per se on policy. We try to provide the best, most complete set of data so that the decision makers in USAID and others can be very well informed when they make their policy decisions.
Okay, so but you do analyze it. You just don't collect it. You also break it down for them to understand it.
absolutely. When you look at our website and the products that we have, the alerts, the monthly reports, you'll see that we've got to package this in a way that's easily understandable to the food security community. So when we take all this data, it's very complex, but we've got to find the data that's most relevant, that's most important, find the anomalies that are occurring, things that are out of the ordinary, so that we can best inform the decision makers.
Now, the big story this week in Africa was the UN declaring famine in parts of Somalia. Is something you saw coming?
Yes, Susan, it was integral to this announcement. In fact, if you look at the announcement itself, which is on the FuseNet website as well as from UN sources, FuseNet was part of this announcement. It was actually doing much of the analysis behind this announcement, and we were looking at this situation starting in August 2010. We gave our first alert that there was a brewing crisis in the Horn of Africa at that time due to the forecast of drought over the coming year. That unfortunately came to pass, and the drought got worse over the year, and we continued on a month-to-month basis to report on how the situation was worsening, until the point that we got to famine, as you mentioned this week.
Given that you've been following the story, you've been giving out the data, can we say some of the people that are concerned or are supposed to be looking at this data not looking at it or are not responding in adequate time before things get out of hand?
Well, I don't think you can make that conclusion. You'll note that the famine that's occurred is in southern Somalia, and that's a place where humanitarian workers cannot reliably access. So the issue of famine is largely because life-saving assistance cannot reach those people. It's not because decisions were not made. In fact, the U.S. government has provided very early assistance to that part of the world in as much as it's able to access, particularly for Kenya and Ethiopia, which are also involved in this crisis. We do not see famine in those areas, in large part because humanitarian assistance has been delivered to those areas early, basically starting back in late 2010 when the first warnings came.
John Shikitano, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
All right.